Our scripture reading this morning is found in Isaiah 63, verses 7 through 9. This is coming from the New Revised Standard Version. God's mercy remembered. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, and he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning on a 70-degree December morning. Well, I hope you had more coffee than the early service did, okay? I'm going to get you going a little bit. If you all don't know me, my name is Shauna Crow. I usually attend the 8:45 service. I am a lay leader and a lay speaker. I have been here for about 33 years, so I came really young. But I love this church. It's my home church, and I love being able to speak with you guys this morning. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, okay? Are y'all tired? Yes, we are tired. We have had a month. So let's recap some of that, what we do, like from Thanksgiving all the way before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, okay? What do you all usually do to prepare for Christmas? Buy presents. How many of y'all went shopping at Black Friday? No way would I ever attempt that. More to you if you do. How about shopping online? A lot of you shop online? Yeah, that's my go-to. The UPS, poor UPS guy, but. Okay, what about, we said getting presents. Okay, what about a tree? Do y'all ever look for a tree? Some people look for a live tree. I'm actually allergic, so it's the same tree every year. What else? Christmas parties. Eat and eat and eat. Family comes in. Cooking. Huh? Cleaning. Cleaning, yeah. Cleaning before everybody gets there and then cleaning after everybody leaves. Reflecting, good. Rehearsing. Bless your hearts. But we appreciate it very much. Let's see, what did I miss? We said shopping, music. We listen to Christmas music, sometimes well before Thanksgiving, but we hear the Christmas music. The tree, we decorate the tree, pull out all the decorations and all our favorite decorations that we just have to put on the Christmas tree. We visit Santa, for those of us we didn't. We take them to visit. We have our parties, so it could be work parties, Sunday school, Christmas parties, friends, anything like that. Baking and cooking, travel. Some of us travel to see our friends, neighbors, our families. Church services. We come to a lot of the church services. Remember, as we saw the star going up into the, which is one of my favorite things on Christmas, is watching that star move. And then we come to the Christmas Eve service. Being with our families, no matter where they are, whether it's on the phone or in person, and we're anticipating the baby Jesus. We are working up to that one day when we see the baby Jesus in the manger, right? Exactly. Okay. Now, we even talked about traditions this morning in Sunday school. So we all have a lot of our traditions that we do the same thing over and over again. One of ours is we like to come to Christmas Eve service and then we go home, and I'm sorry, but we have chicken livers wrapped in bacon. It's a tradition, and it wouldn't seem like Christmas. There, I got a thumbs up. You either love them or you hate them. It's one or the other. We happen to love them. It wouldn't be Christmas without. And usually we have Marty's salsa, but we just talking about that this morning. I had to dig her a little bit. So we all kind of have traditions, right? Okay, then we get up Christmas morning. Okay, how many of y'all have kids that will never, ever, ever get out of bed until 5 a.m. on Christmas morning? Yeah. They're up and they're ready to go. And then all those presents that you have under the Christmas tree that you've worked so hard to get and you've worked so hard to wrap, and they all have the neat little bows, and then all of a sudden it's like an explosion. You have wrapping paper everywhere. And I'm sorry to say, I like to reuse bags. So if you take things out, don't mess up the bag, because I'm going to use it next year. And if you have a box, tear open the little tape and I can reuse that box next year. My husband knows this, and so he kind of carries and pulls it out and puts them to the side for me. Then we have food. And food. How many of y'all had a food coma this year? Yeah. How many of y'all still have leftovers in the refrigerator? Yeah, we're still picking at them, aren't we? Christmas candy, Christmas food, turkey, ham, you name it, we've got it in the refrigerator. Some of us are even still waiting for a trash pickup. Ours got picked up on Friday, but some of y'all still see your trash bags sitting out at the curb waiting for the trash guy to come and pick up all the wrapping paper. Hopefully not any bags, okay? Then we have to go back to work. Some of us went back on Thursday. Some of us don't have to go back till Monday. Some of us don't even have to go back. You all are retired. But we have to get back to the grind, right? We have to get back to doing what we were doing. And we're thinking about packing up all of the, taking down the decorations of the Christmas tree, putting them all back, trying to find a place to put them back, all the things. All these we do every year, right? Are we exhausted yet? Yeah. It's like every year we do this, but it's in anticipation of that baby Jesus. It's the anticipation of seeing our family and seeing the joy on their faces during the Christmas season. But sometimes people don't enjoy Christmas. They're sad. They could have lost a loved one. This could have been the first Christmas that they weren't able to spend with that loved one. Or they could have missed them from years ago. Either way, or they're just sad, or they're lonely. Or as we heard on the prayer request, they're sick. They weren't able to enjoy Christmas. We're exhausted. We're stressed out. How many of y'all work in retail? None? It's a good thing. Pray for them, seriously. We're exhausted. We're tired. We're stressed. We're depressed. We're disillusioned. Sometimes we're disappointed. Some people don't enjoy Christmas. It's not a good time for them. Somehow we've missed the true meaning of Christmas. So let's recap the Christmas story, okay? We have Mary, who's a virgin, and she gets visited by an angel, and he tells her what? You're going to have a baby boy, and he's going to be called Jesus, Mighty Savior. I mean, that's a lot of news. So she runs to Elizabeth, who is also pregnant. Meanwhile, Joseph is really in turmoil, and he's visited by an angel. And the angel tells him, it's going to work out. It's okay. Mary, and it will all be fine. So then she progresses through her pregnancy. Then they call for a census. So they pack up and they have to go. I mean, it could have been 70, 80, 90, 100 miles. We're not talking roads. We're talking on a donkey. Now, I was pregnant. I could not imagine being on a donkey when I was getting ready to have Daniel. There's no way. That's a hard trip. She was very probably uncomfortable at that time too. Tired, worn out from a trip, and guess what? There's no room at the inn. So they go into a manger. They go into a stable with a manger. Animals, And this is where she has baby Jesus. In the meantime, we see a star. So who follows the star? Shepherds and the wise men. Everybody follows that star because they know something is happening. And meanwhile, Mary's holding baby Jesus in her arms. I can't imagine the joy, the hope, and even the fear that she felt at that time. This is baby Jesus. This is what we were waiting for. This is it. This is our Savior, our Redeemer, our Christ, in a little blanket, in a manger, in a stable. The lowest of the lowy place that they could ever be. And this is our baby Jesus. We're like magnets when we come to this story. We want to hear this story every single year. Now, you can be grumpy all you want, okay? But can you be grumpy when you're next to a baby? No, it softens you, doesn't it? Makes you feel good. Jesus was the same way. He was born into this world to soften us. You can't not soften around a baby and can't be excited to see that first baby boy. But we have been anticipating and waiting for this baby Jesus. But it's not all about the baby, is it? The baby came, but it's what the baby came for. What he came to us for. What he brought to us. This baby boy is more than just a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and born to Mary and Joseph. This baby is everything to us. And he brought us grace, peace, joy, salvation. He brought everything to us. This is it. Now we know the rest of the story. The wise men come. They are followed. They bring gifts to them. Mary and Joseph have to escape to go back home. And Jesus grows up. Did he go from baby to 33 years old? Just like that? No, he didn't. He came to this world as us. In the flesh, God in the flesh. He grew up just like us. He had teenage problems just like us. He had scraped knees. I don't know if they had bikes then, but you know, he would fall down on the rocks or something. He was just like us in the flesh. God with us. Emmanuel. We go back to the scripture. And it says, I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. So let's go back to John 3:16. Do you all know John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This baby Jesus opened the door to heaven for us and gave us the salvation that we so desperately needed. He gave that to us, this little child. But we can't just pack away Christmas, because if we do, if we pack all of that away, we miss the middle. We as Christians know the rest of the story, but there's people out there that don't know this story, that only get to hear the Christmas part of it, and then they pack it away. And then we come all out at Easter, right? We can't pack Christmas away like that. We have to leave it out to experience it. Even if you have to take the little baby Jesus out of the nativity scene and put it on your mantle to remind you every day that he is with us. doesn't get put away in a little box. He's here with us every single day. Amen. So when we get stressed or when we get disillusioned, we have to remember that Christ came to us in the flesh to be with us. Is it over? No, it's not over. It's just getting started. Now, the way I have to do my sermon, I'm not a traditionalist, I guess. I don't usually do my sermon till the night before. During the week, I kind of read up, I look at things, trying to get a feel of what God wants me to say. And I pray to Him, send me things that you want me to say, to open myself up. As I was doing that, Bev Sheldon posted a meme on Facebook, which just summed it up so perfectly. So I have to read that to you. It says, "When the song of the angels is stilled, and the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with the flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal those broken in spirit, to feed the hungry, to release the oppressed, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among all peoples, to make a little music with the heart, and to radiate the light of Christ every day, in every way, in all that we do, and in all that we say. Then the work of Christmas begins." And that's from Howard Thurman, if you want to look that up. Now, as we go into the new year, and we make and probably break our New Year's resolutions. How many of y'all make New Year's resolutions? How many of us break them? It's okay. We're all human. We're all part of that. Let's make it a resolution to find those people that don't know the rest of the story. Let's find them. Let's find the hungry. Let's find the oppressed. And let's help them all throughout the year. Some people only come out and help people during Christmas. We need to help all year long. We are Christmas people all year long. We have to be in order to share the news of our Jesus Christ. "For He said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, and He became their Savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but His presence that saved them. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old." That's what we need to do, carry Him all the days of old, just like He is carrying us. Now, I have a devotional. It's called Walking with Jesus. And I read ahead till tomorrow, so y'all have to excuse me. It's for December 30th. "I've called you to prosper in every area of life. I want you to give and invest in others, for this is wisdom. Humility and faith are your banners and your guides. Goodness and mercy are your accomplices. Joy and prosperity are your rewards. I'm calling you today to give more of yourself to others. As the year comes to a close, consider multiplying your gifts and invest in lives as never before. I'll guide you, and you'll ride the heights of glory, rejoicing." May we live in His word and be His hands and feet in this world. Amen. Thank you.